either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa khususana ala sayyidir rusuli wa khatamil anbiya wa ala alihi latqiyai wa ashabihi lasfiya amma ba'd. My dear brothers, respected elders, honorable ulama, we begin in the name of Allah, thank Him, praise Him, glorify Him, seek His forgiveness and ask Him to send His infinite mercy upon His beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to forgive our sins and guide us all to the right path so that we can all live like Muslims, die like Muslims and rise like Muslims on the day of Qiyamah. My dear brothers, we are just coming out of this festive season. Many people in many parts of the world celebrated Christmas. When Christians celebrate Christmas, it's understandable, but some of the most extravagant and lavish celebrations were not in London, Rome, Paris, New York, but in Dubai and other Muslim countries. As a part of Christmas celebrations, people put up Christmas trees. In recent years, they've been putting up trees worth $10 million. Some of you probably know. Yeah? Have you seen photos, pictures? Yes, yeah, subhanAllah. When people are dying, starving, people are putting up Christmas trees. Not Christians, not in Rome, London, Paris, New York, but in supposed Muslim lands. The Quran doesn't talk about any prophet's birthday, but the Quran gives a hint. Isa alayhi salam wasn't born around December. Many of our Tablighi Jamaat brothers in many masajid do gasht, they go around visiting people's homes, knocking on doors, usually in the evenings, Saturday evening, Sunday evening. There's another party which comes around Sunday mornings usually. You know who? The Christian version of Tablighi Jamaat. And this is our Tabligh brothers are very committed, mashallah. So are they. Jehovah's Witnesses don't celebrate Christmas. Take it from me. I sit with them sometimes. And I invite them in sometimes. And we have discussions. And they don't celebrate Christmas because they know Jesus wasn't born around December. The Bible says, when Jesus was born, the shepherds were overlooking their flocks. And in Palestine, mashallah, many people from many parts of the world now visit Aqsa in the holiday seasons. Many go in the winter, Easter, summer. And if you have any friends who are visiting there, and in recent years, in Aqsa it's been very cold, even snowed sometimes. And in the winter, the shepherds don't let their flocks out. They bring them in. And then they start taking them out when the weather changes. So, according to the Bible, Jesus couldn't have been born in December. Has to be sometimes, at least February, March, sometimes. The Quran similarly doesn't give Isa alayhi salam's birthday, but says when Maryam alayhi salam gave birth to Isa alayhi salam, she was lying under a palm tree. And Allah said, وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُتَبًا جَنِيًّا. Shake this tree and fresh dates will fall from the top. And if anyone's gone there, you have friends who might be visiting there, now ask them. In Palestine, at least, there's no dates on the trees in December. Dates are warm weather fruit. So if there were ripe dates on the tree, it couldn't have been December. It has to have been late spring, early summer. Isa alayhi salam is one of the mighty messengers of Allah. All prophets are special. You can become a hafiz, mufti, sheikhul hadith, alama, whatever. But no matter how pious, knowledgeable, sincere, intelligent, whatever, Allah bestows nubuwwat upon whomsoever He wills. This is not something which can be gained, acquired. This is something Allah bestows. Allahu yastafi min al-malaikati rusulan wa min al-nas. And in among prophets there are different levels. All prophets are noble and special. Rasulullah said, we prophets are all brothers. The prophets used to treat each other with respect. No prophet ever insulted another prophet. Isa alayhi salam isn't just a prophet. Isa alayhi salam is a rasul. And even among rusuls, tilka rusulu faddalna ba'dahum ala ba'd. Walaqad faddalna ba'dan nabiyyina ala ba'd. Different prophets have different levels. Different rasuls have different levels. Isa alayhi salam isn't just a nabi and a rasul. He is one of the five exclusive prophets. Referred to in the Quran as ulul azm min ar-rusul. Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Five mighty messengers of Allah. In the Quran, Allah says, Wazkur fil kitab Maryam. Talk about Maryam in the Quran. And under Maryam, Allah has talked about Isa alayhi salam. And in Quran, in many, many places, Allah refers to Isa alayhi salam. In fact, Allah has talked about Isa alayhi salam in a manner no other prophet is mentioned. Allah, he is the only prophet mentioned with his mother's name in Quran. Other prophets, Rasulullah had a mother as well. Musa alayhi salam's mother is mentioned in the Quran, but not her name. Isa alayhi salam is the only Nabi whose mother's name is mentioned in Quran. In fact, a whole surah on her name. His mother's name, and then anybody who's born a Nabi or a non-Nabi. Obviously, when they were born, with the exception of Adam alayhi salam, every prophet was conceived in the womb of their mothers. Isa alayhi salam, Allah has mentioned his conception specifically. How he was conceived. Then Allah has mentioned his birth. Allah mentioned his childhood. Then Allah mentioned his middle or old age. Allah has mentioned his preaching. Allah has mentioned his miracles. Allah has mentioned his ascension, his inevitable return, then his death, and then his presentation in the court of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. His mother's name, conception, birth, childhood, his tabligh, his miracles, his ascension, his return, his death and presentation in the court of Allah. 10 aspects. No other prophet is mentioned in that manner. Mother's name, Maryam. How he was conceived? Allah says, فَنَفَخْنَا فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِنَا. With the blowing of Jibreel. Not with the union of a man and a woman, with the blowing of Jibreel. And then when the time came to give birth, Allah says, فَأَجَاهَا الْمَخَاضُ إِلَىٰ جِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ. When the labor pain set in, they brought her to a palm tree. Nakhla. So labor pains lead to birth. And then, كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ السَّبِيَّ. Sabi, child, his childhood. Then when he grew up, started preaching, Ya Bani Israel, Abudullah Rabbi wa Rabbakum. O Bani Israel, worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. His miracles. أن يخلق لكم من الطين كهيئة الطير فأنفخ فيه فيكون طيرا بإذن الله وأحيي الموتى بإذن الله. I make birds of clay, blow into them, they become alive. I raise the dead with Allah's will. His miracles are in Quran. Then when the Bani Israel tried to kill him, وَكُفْرِهِمْ وَقَوْلِهِمْ عَلَى مَرْيَمَ بُهْتَانًا عَظِيمًا وَقَوْلِهِمْ إِنَّا قَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحَ عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. They wanted to kill him. Allah didn't allow them to kill him. Allah raised him. بَرَّفَأَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. Allah raised him to himself. His ascension. And then because he's gone up, he has to come down. And he will come down before Qiyamah as a sure sign of Qiyamah. وَإِنَّهُ لَعِلْمٌ لِلسَّاعَةِ. As a sure sign of Qiyamah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned his descent and return to this world with immense emphasis. وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَيُوشَكَنَّ يَنْزَلَ فِيكُمْ إِبْنِ مَرْيَمَ حَكَمًا عَدَلًا. I swear by him who holds my life in his hands, very soon, surely, definitely, inevitably, the son of Maryam will descend upon you as a just ruler. And when he does, يَكْسُرُ السَّلِيبُ وَيَقْتُلُ الْخِنْزِيرُ. He will break the cross, kill the pigs. وَيَدَعُ الْجِزْيَةَ. And he will abolish warfare and jizya. وَيُفِيدُ الْمَالِ حَتَّى لَا يَقْبَلُهُ أَحَدٍ. He will distribute so much wealth that nobody will be willing to accept anything anymore. So his mouth. وَإِن مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ. In the future, he will die, and before he dies, the people of the book, and the people of the book means Jews and Christians. Not just Christians, Jews as well. There are some amongst Jews as well who are very sincere and pious. Even in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes, the vast majority out of jealousy did not accept Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they even planned to kill Rasulullah. But some of them accepted Islam. Abdullah bin Salam radiyallahu anhu, Ka'b Ahbar afterwards as well. And many accepted Islam because they used to recognize Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like they used to recognize their own children. And so the Jews and the sincere ones at least will accept Islam and believe in him before he dies. And then having died, he'll be presented in the court of Allah as well. Everybody will be presented in the court of Allah. Even the prophets. يَوْمَ يَجْمَعُ اللَّهُ الرُّسُلَ When Allah will gather the prophets, the messengers, and question them. فَيَقُولُ مَاذَا أُجِبْتُمْ What happened? All the prophets will be questioned as well. People will be questioned. The ummah and the prophet of the ummah. فَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الَّذِينَ أُرْسَلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الْمُرْسَلِينَ Allah will question the rasools, Allah will question their ummah. Generally Allah stated, but Allah singled out Isa alayhi salam. وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمُ O Isa ibn Maryam, أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ Did you ever tell people that they should take you and your mother as gods other than Allah? قَالَ سُبْحَانَكَ مَا يَكُونُ لِيَ نَقُولَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِحَقٍ Glory be to Allah. How can I say something to which I had no right? How can I say something like that? I've got no right to say that. مَا قُلْتُ لَهُمْ إِلَّا مَا أَمَرْتَنِي بِهِ أَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ I only said to them what you commanded me to say, that they should worship Allah, my Lord and their Lord. So Isa alayhi salam's mother's name, his conception, his birth, his childhood, his tabligh, his miracles, his ascension, his return, his death, and his presentation in the court of Allah. How many aspects? No other prophet is mentioned in that way. In Quran at least. Why? Firstly, to refute Christians. That a man who had a mother, and his mother wasn't just an anonymous woman, a known woman, a woman of integrity, piety. His mother, you know him and you know his mother as well. So a man who has a mother, a man who spent time in the womb of his mother, a man who experienced birth, a man who used to eat and drink, and a man when he was in trouble needed saving. Because Bani Israel wanted to kill him. And so, by himself, they laid a siege around his house. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ They had a plan. وَقَوْلِهِمْ إِنَّا قَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحَ عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ Their claim, their plan was to kill Isa alayhi salam. So, by himself, he could not do anything. He needed saving. And then he will come down and he will die like everybody else. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ If there was, this is one inevitable rule of Allah to which there is simply no exception. إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ Allah even said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if there was anybody who could have been spared, it would have been Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But with regards to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah made it absolutely clear. Let no man have any doubt. Even Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to taste of death. So a man who will die, who will experience death, and then another Allah of Allah's attributes, Allah has absolute authority. Allah doesn't eat, drink, sleep. No one can question, Ya Allah, why did you do this? لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون Allah, no one can question Allah, but Allah will question everyone. And so when Isa alayhi salam will be presented in the court of Allah and be questioned, did you do this? Did you say this? Isa alayhi salam will present his innocence. Ya Allah, In kuntu qultuhu faqad alimta, Ya Allah, glory be to you. Had I said it, Ya Allah, you would have known. How can I say something to which I have no right? So a man who's being questioned, can he be Allah? A man who's got a mother, can he be Allah? A man who experienced birth, can he be God? A man who eats and drinks, can he be God? So use your brains. Use the aqal Allah has given you. Many amongst Christians, Allah says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ مِنُمْ قِسِّيسِينَ وَرُهْبَانًا وَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. Many Christians are not arrogant. Many are very decent people, looking for truth, looking for haqq. And when they see it, they grab it with both hands. And so Allah is making them aware, you've been deceived into believing and thinking that Jesus is Son of God or God. No. لَنْ يَسْتَنْكِفَ الْمَسِيحُ أَنْ يَكُونَ عَبْدًا لِلَّهِ وَلَا الْمَلَائِكَةُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. It's no shame for Isa alayhi salam or any angel for that matter to be a servant of Allah. In fact, if anything, this is a matter of pride. A man is servant of Allah. Qala inni abdullah. Isa alayhi salam, I'm servant of Allah. Many people when they graduate, go to universities, become highly qualified, then they start looking for jobs. And then the first place of contact, multinational companies. Huh? Why? Because they pay well, facilities good, perks good, pension good. MashaAllah. Multinational companies, company cough, perks and bonuses and what have you. Allahu Akbar. He's Ahkamul Hakimeen. Rabbul Alameen. Who better to work for than Allah? So to be a servant of Allah is shame? That's the ultimate honor. For anyone to be a servant of Allah. So Allah says, لَنْ يَسْتَنْكِفَ الْمَسِيحُ أَنْ يَكُونَ عَبْدًا لِلَّهِ وَلَا الْمَلَائِكَةُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. It's an insult for Isa alayhi salam to be considered a servant of Allah. No, this is his honor. He's a servant of Allah. So for us to become servants of Allah, when Allah refers to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ, his servant. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا Abduhu wa Rasul. What does abd mean? Servant of Allah. They were the ultimate servants of Allah. So first and foremost, to refute the Christians, that a man, he's a man. He's not part of Allah. No one is son. Anna yakunu lahu waladun walam takullahu sahiba. There can be no son of Allah. Because Allah is absolutely independent, absolutely unique. Laysa kamithlihi shay. There's nothing like him. Qul huwallahu ahad. Allahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Absolutely independent. He doesn't beget, nor was he begotten. There was no one. There is no one like him. Allah is absolutely unique. Isa alayhi salam, servant of Allah. So firstly, use your brains. Use your aql. Don't say he's son of Allah. لا تقولوا ثلاثة. Don't say three or trinity. إنما الله إله واحد. Allah is only one. لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله ثالث ثلاثة. Those who say that Allah is one of three, that's kufr, blasphemy. Don't say Allah is one of three, no. وما من إله إلا إله واحد. Allah is only one. So firstly, to refute Christians. Secondly, to make us aware, he's not just a historical figure. He's a man of the future as well. So much a man of the future, because unfortunately time is, the clocks are running. Time's very short, so I can't go. There's so much about Isa alayhi salam in Quran, in Hadith. Allah commanded Rasulullah, wazkur fil kitabi Maryam, talk about Maryam. And in its context, Allah mentions about Isa alayhi salam. Allah wants us to know about Isa alayhi salam. But a man by the name of Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani. Have you heard of his name? The founder of the Qadiani sect. In one place he says, Ibn Maryam ke zikr ko chhodo, usse behtar Ghulam Ahmad hai. He said, don't talk about Ibn Maryam. Why you want to talk about Maryam's son? He said, talk about Ghulam Ahmad. لا حول ولا قوة. اللہ کہہ رہا ہے کہ کرو اور یہ کہتا ہے نہ کرو. Don't talk about him. So Allah says talk about him. Rasulullah talked about Isa alayhi salam. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam went on to say, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَيُوشِكَنَا يَنزِلَ فِيكُمْ إِبْنِ مَرْيَمَ. I swear by him who holds my life in his hands. Son of Maryam will descend upon you as a just ruler. So when he comes in his time, يُولِكَ اللَّهُ فِي زَمَانِهِ الْمِلَلَ كُلَّهَا إِلَّا الْإِسْلَامِ. In his time, Allah will wipe out everything. In his time, illa Islam will prevail everywhere. Ma min bayt hajarin wala wabarin. There will not remain a single house made of mud or brick in which the word and the kalima of Islam will not penetrate. Bi izzi azizin wa bi dhulli dhalilin. Whether anyone takes it willingly or unwillingly. Islam will prevail and spread everywhere. And all the people of the book. The people of the book means Christians and Jews. Allah doesn't say, وَإِمْ مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّصَارَى وَإِمْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ means Jews and Christians. إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ. They accept, they will believe in him before he dies. Allah has mentioned them because we already believe in Isa alayhi salam. So when Isa alayhi salam will come, in a second coming, he will not teach us anything new. He's not coming to teach us anything new. Why? Because our deen has already been perfected. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deen. Allah has already perfected deen. We already have Quran. We already have thousands upon thousands of a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Although Christians regard Isa alayhi salam to be the son of Allah and they believe salvation is through Jesus. But the whole Christian world cannot present a single confirmed saying of Isa alayhi salam as he spoke himself. There are sayings of Isa alayhi salam in the Bible, but Isa alayhi salam didn't speak English. He didn't speak French, he didn't speak German, he didn't speak Latin. The modern Bible was initially translated from Latin in the time of King James, so they call it the King James Version. From Latin, but Jesus didn't speak Latin either. And they translated into Latin from Greek. But Isa alayhi salam didn't speak Greek either. He spoke Aramaic. There isn't a single verifiable, confirmed saying of Isa alayhi salam in the words that he spoke himself in Aramaic. There is one phrase. It says when Jesus was on the cross, he cried out, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. My Lord, why have you forsaken me? According to us, Isa alayhi salam didn't go anywhere near the cross. So he couldn't have said it. According to Christians, he's supposed to be son of God. So which father will forsake his son? Jesus supposedly said, Father, Father, why have you forsaken me? He said, no, sorry, not Father, Father. My God, why have you forsaken me? So which father will forsake his own son, beloved son? No father would do that. And so Jesus could not have said that. So apart from this, there isn't a single phrase in the Bible as spoken by Isa alayhi salam. They're all translations. We Muslims, with the fadl of Allah, have thousands, not just the Quran, in the very words as Allah revealed upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Apart from the Quran, thousands upon thousands of ahadith, sayings of Rasulullah, as Rasulullah spoke himself, as they came out with the noble words from the noble tongue of Rasulullah. So Isa alayhi salam, when he comes, in his time, Islam will be everywhere. Isa alayhi salam is essentially wa rasulan ila bani Israel. As a rasul, he was meant and sent for bani Israel. The Quran says Isa alayhi salam had three main missions. The Bible says the same. The Quran says, وَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ. O Bani Israel, O sons of Israel, I have been sent as their messenger to you. To you mean Israelis. The Bible says, King of the Jews. Jesus said, according to the Bible, I have only been sent to the lost sheep of Israel. Not for the Asians, not for the Indians, not for the Americans, Europeans, Africans, to the Jews, to the lost sheep of Israel. So he's the Rasul for them. وَمُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ مِنَ التَّوْرَةِ. To affirm what was already revealed before him. The Bible says the same. Don't think I've come to abolish the law, but to affirm the law. Not a flicker of the pen or a dot will change as long as the heavens and the earth remain. This is in the Bible. The Quran says the same. وَمُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ مِنَ التَّوْرَةِ. Thirdly, وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ. I tell you, I give you the good news of another Rasul of Allah to come after me. His name will be Ahmad. So wherever Isa alayhi salam used to go, he used to preach Tawheed of Allah and the Nubuwwat and Risalat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So his main mission was to pave the way for coming of Rasulullah. In the Bible it says, I tell you the Comforter is coming, the Counselor. Unless I go away, he will not come. When I go away, I will send him to you from the Father. I want to teach you many things which you can't bear. But when he, the Spirit of Truth comes, he will teach you all things. Wo tumhe sab kuch sikhayenge. And the only man to teach people everything, all aspects of life is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will glorify me. And the only man to speak good about Isa alayhi salam is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You might think we also talk good about Isa alayhi salam. But we only talk good about Isa alayhi salam. Why? Because Rasulullah told us. If we had not been told by Rasulullah in Quran and Hadith, how would we know about Isa alayhi salam? So the credit goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In his first coming, he used to talk about Rasulullah. On the day of Qiyamah, this is mentioned in many hadiths referred to, this is known as Shafa'atul Kubra, the big Shafa'at. When people will go to Adam alayhi salam, please help us, very severe day, lot of problem. Adam alayhi salam will say, not me, I'll go to Nuh. Nuh alayhi salam will say, not me, go to Ibrahim. Ibrahim alayhi salam will say, not me, go to Musa. Musa alayhi salam will say, not me, go to Isa. His ruh la kalimatuhu. His ruh, his word. Isa alayhi salam will say, not me, but I can tell you a man who won't say no. He will say, go to Ahmad. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People will come to Rasulullah. Rasulullah will say, ana laha. Yes, I'm ready. I'm ready for this job. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will make sajda, glorify Allah in a manner Rasulullah said, even I would not have glorified Allah before. Allah will inspire me and I will glorify him until Allah's anger will cool down. And then Allah will say, irfa ra'sak sal tu'ta, raise your head, ask. Whatever you ask, you will be given. But who directed people to Rasulullah? Isa alayhi salam. In his first coming, he used to direct people to Rasulullah. On the day of Qiyamah, he will direct people to Rasulullah. In his second coming, he will direct people to Rasulullah. Rasulullah said, Ana awla an-nas bi Isa ibn Maryam. From all the people, I am closest to Isa ibn Maryam. Rasulullah mentioned specially, well, about three prophets, Rasulullah has special affiliation, special similarity. Firstly, with Ibrahim alayhi salam. Rasulullah said, Ana da'watu abi Ibrahim. I'm the dua of my father Ibrahim. Then the Quran says, Inna arsalna ilaykum rasulan shahidan alaykum kama arsalna ila fir'aun rasula. We've sent a messenger to you like we sent to Fir'aun. So similarities between Rasulullah and Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam was a true leader in every essence. Allah gave him a whole code of life, Sharia. And after Musa alayhi salam, similarly a true leader who had his own code of practice and life is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Isa alayhi salam didn't bring a new Sharia. Dawud alayhi salam got a book, but not a new Sharia. New Sharia came only to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Rasulullah said, Ana awla an-nas bi Isa ibn Maryam. From all the people, I am the closest to Isa ibn Maryam. Laysa bayni wa baynahu nabi. There is no nabi between me and him. No nabi before Rasulullah and between Isa alayhi salam. And after Rasulullah, no new nabi, but Isa alayhi salam is to come. So Isa alayhi salam is on both ends. Just as Nabi sallallahu, just as Isa alayhi salam used to talk about Rasulullah's coming, Rasulullah used to talk about Isa alayhi salam's coming. So much so, you know, in English, the word for a nabi is, prophet. A prophet is from the one who prophesies, who foretells future events, what's going to happen in the future. So Rasulullah made many prophecies. Even in the Bible, this is a sign of the truth of a Nabi, that whatever he prophesies in my name will come true. So the prophecies Nabi makes, they will come true. Rasulullah made many prophecies. Many came true in his lifetime, many soon after, many are unfolding as we sit now. But even Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani went on to say, from all the prophecies made by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is none more prominent than the return of Isa alayhi salam. One of our akabirin, Maulana Idris Kandilvi rahmahullah, has stated, he was one of the great ustads of Darul Uloom Deoband. Darul Uloom Deoband is our root. And this, in Urdu we say, Madre Ilmi, our root. We are, alhamdulillah, Deobandis. Deoband isn't a sect or a religion. Deoband is our sanad. And you should be proud of it. The ulama of Deoband, Maulana Qasim Ghanotwi, Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi, Maulana Khalil Ahmad Saharanpuri, Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri, Hazrat Thanwi Rahmahullah, who is widely regarded as the mujaddid of the 14th century. There isn't an issue he hasn't penned. کوئی ایسے مسئلہ نہیں جس پر حضرت تھانوی نے نہ لکھا ہو. Such a great scholar. And he said about Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri, the fact Islam is a true religion, proof for his truth is Anwar Shah Kashmiri. A man like Anwar Shah accepts Islam and is a Muslim, that is good enough. If there had been anything shortcoming, any shortcomings, anything lacking, anything wrong with Islam, if there was a man to pick it up, it would have been Anwar Shah. Allahu Akbar. Such a great ulama. And one of his main students, Maulana Idris Kandalvi, rahmahullah. Maulana Idris Kandalvi, rahmahullah, has explained the reasons for the return of Isa alayhi salam. You know, in the Quran, I only got 10 minutes left. But Maulana Idris Kandri rahmahullah has explained reasons for the return of Isa alayhi salam. You know, in Quran, wherever Allah mentions anything, Allah mentions his attributes accordingly. If mission impossible, Allah says, Inna Allah ala kulli shayin. And when something sinful, making tawbah, turning to Allah, Allah says, Inna Allah ghafoorur rahim. When Allah mentions about Isa alayhi salam's ascension, Allah doesn't say, it's mission impossible. How can anyone rise to the heavens in that age? Allah doesn't say, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرًا. Allah says, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. There is immense wisdom in that. So the fact that Isa alayhi salam experienced an ascension isn't a trivial issue. There is immense wisdom of Allah. Maulana Iskandarvi rahmahullah has explained that since the beginning in humanity, there has been a conflict of haqq and batil, good and bad, right and wrong. In every man, you feel it all the time. You know, one moment you want to do something good, you think you've clocked all the levels of goodness. Jibreel should come and greet you. Next moment you might feel, really, man, is it really worth it? Oh, can you know? You don't even feel like, you know, getting up to pray or whatever. No problem. This is a tussle. This is a test. A man's heart, qalb. Qalb in Arabic means something which topples, twists and turns. The qalb is always twisting, toppling, turning. So you feel various kafiyat. And the only thing which affirms the heart, ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Dhikr of Allah. So the qalb is always twisting, toppling, turning. Every person goes through this conflict on daily basis. Internally, socially, locally, globally, conflict everywhere. Allah so intended before the end of time, there should be one fine and mega open conflict between haqq and batil. With symbols of haqq in its purest and ultimate form and some representative symbol of batil, evil and kufr in its ultimate form. The ultimate symbol of goodness is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah made a symbol of kufr, not Iblis, but Dajjal. Iblis is bad, but Iblis doesn't claim divinity. Dajjal will. And he will appear to show. If I raise your dead parents, will you believe me? Shayateen will appear in the appearance of his dead parents. Jinnat, Shayateen. Son, he's right. People will accept him as God. So Allah made Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ultimate symbol of goodness, Dajjal, ultimate symbol of evil. So it should have been logical that Rasulullah should fight, overpower and kill Dajjal. But Madan Idris Kandali Rahmahullah said, it wasn't fitting for the mercy of Rasulullah. Because Allah said, Rasulullah is the rahmatul lil alameen. In his life, Rasulullah never hit anybody. Never killed anybody. Rasulullah was mercy through and through. So Allah gave Isa alayhi salam an opportunity to do the job on behalf of Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah knew Dajjal would come at the end of time. And so Allah wanted to give humanity an opportunity to benefit from the goodness of Rasulullah. So Allah didn't wait to send Rasulullah at the end. Allah sent Rasulullah before. Now if Isa alayhi salam was to come after, then Rasulullah wouldn't be Khatimun Nabiyyin. Then who would be Khatimun Nabiyyin? Isa alayhi salam. But this is a special title for Rasulullah. Khatimun Nabiyyin. This is an issue in itself. So Allah sent Isa alayhi salam first. And then if Allah had kept him alive here in this world, you know how old would he have been? 2,000 years minimum, huh? This world is a world, Darul Asbab. Even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was beginning to feel the effects of age in his last few years. Some hair had become white in his noble beard. Rasulullah was beginning to feel the effects of old age as well. So if Isa alayhi salam had lived 2,000 years, what would be his physical state? But suppose Allah had kept him. And to kill Dajjal, you don't need just spiritual strength, you need some physical strength as well. وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةِ You need physical quwwat as well for certain things. But suppose Allah had kept his physical strength intact as well. But imagine Rasulullah had come and gone, Isa alayhi salam would still be alive. He would be the wonder of the world. Everybody would know Isa alayhi salam. So his popularity, fame, honor would have overshadowed Rasulullah. So Allah kept him out. They say out of sight, out of mind. So now he's there, but we can't see him. So many people don't believe in him. So Allah wanted to keep him somewhere where he will be out of sight, out of mind, but will not age like the way people do in this world. Aging is an effect of the atmosphere in this world. But in heavens, people don't age. Has Jibreel grown old? Mikael? Israfil? No, aging is a process of this world as we know it. This is why Allah kept him on side, where people don't age. But heavens is abode not for humans, but angels. Humans have to live here. فِيَا تَحْيَوْنَ فِيَا تَمُوتُونَ وَمِنَا تُخْرَجُونَ Live here, die here, will rise from here. So Allah kept him there, but that's a place for the angels. So Allah gave Isa alayhi salam a personality which is also angel-like. Son of Maryam, Bashar, human, but not conceived with the union of a man and a woman, but because of the blowing of Jibreel, so he has an angel-like aspect as well. Why? Because Allah wanted to keep him there. So when he was taken up, he feels at home. No problem for him because he has that angel-like personality. Because he was conceived with the blowing of Ar-Ruh, Ruhul Qudus, Ruhul Amin. So his title is also Ruhullah. So no problem for him. He's Ruh as well. But because he's son of Maryam, so he has to come and die here. He can't die there because over there is no death before Qiyamah. So فِيهَا تَحْيَوْنُ وَفِيهَا تَمُوتُونَ وَمِنْهَا تُخْرَجُونَ. Live here, die here to rise from here. So because he's gone up, before Qiyamah he has to come down. And when he will come down, and then he will die here. But when he will come down, Dajjal would have come and his other's major mission will be to kill Dajjal. So he will chase him, kill him at Lud. And after that, mashallah, the whole world, Jews, Christians, everybody, بِإِزَّ عَزِيزٍ وَبِذُلِّ ذَلِينٍ, whether willingly or unwillingly, everybody will accept Islam on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, when there's a battle law, when there's any policies implemented, at local level, the councils do it, but the credit goes to the government, the prime minister, the commander-in-chief. It's the soldiers fighting on the front line who put their lives at risk, but the credit goes to the commander-in-chief. So Isa alayhi salam will do this on behalf of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then everywhere you will see Islam. And Rasulullah said, when he will come, because of Islam prevailing everywhere, يُلْقِ اللَّهُ الْأَمَنَى, Allah will put so much peace in the world. Hatta yara al asadu maal ibil wa namir maal baqar wa dhiyabu maal ghanam. Lions will graze with camels and tigers with cows and wolves with goats and sheep. Wa yalabu sibyanu maal hayyat. Children will play with snakes. Isa alayhi salam will firstly break the cross. And when the cross is broken, then the churches will automatically turn into. So I said, there's no need to buy any churches. Just hold on. يَكْسُرُ السَّلِيبُ وَيَقْتُدُ الْخِنْزِيرُ. He will kill the pigs. So next time you go to Asda, Morrison, Tesco, and there'll be no that special line of fridges. And you won't even need HMC anymore. وَيَدَعُ الْجِزْيَةِ. He'll abolish jizya. وَيُفِيدُ الْمَالِ حَتَّى لَا يَقْبَلُهُ أَحَدٍ. He will distribute so much wealth, there'll be no more poor people. Nobody will be willing to accept. So every time there's an appeal for someone, for any cause, be it for floods, be it for a madrasa, be it for a masjid, be it for an orphanage, be it for India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, wherever, Albania, then that is practical proof that Isa alayhi salam has not come. So if you can't give pounds, at least give pennies. Now you are proving that Isa alayhi salam has not as yet come. Back in the late 19th century, Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani said, you guys Muslims have been waiting for him, for the Messiah, 1300 years. He hasn't come. So he's not coming. So arm your man. People say, well, Rasulullah said, the one coming down is son of Maryam. Your mother is Chiragh Bibi. His mother's name was Chiragh Bibi. The one to come, Rasulullah said, is son of, but he's son of Chiragh Bibi. And then Rasulullah has spoken so much about Isa alayhi salam. I was going to say, Maulana Idris Kandri Rahman, can I have 2 more minutes, Maulana, before someone gives azan? Please. Maulana Idris Kandri Rahman has stated that the return of Isa alayhi salam has been mentioned in no less than 40 different ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reported by 30 different companions. Not a trivial issue. Fundamental issue. If anybody was deceived into thinking, believing Isa alayhi salam has died, ulama say, we won't say you're a kafir straight away. But if anybody's presented the evidence, given the reasoning, shown the proofs, but still doesn't accept, sorry, he can read ten times a day prayers, including tahajjud, chashta, wabeen, and whatever. He can do hajj every year. He can do all the fasts. Read Quran all day. Give every single penny he earns in charity. But sorry, he's not a Muslim. Because ulama have stated, مَنْ أَنْكَرَ شَيْئًا مِّنْ ضُرُورِيَاتِ الدِّينِ فَإِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْقِبْلَةِ وَلَوْ كَانَ مُجَاهِدًا بِالطَّاعَاتِ. A person who rejects one fundamental issue out of the fold of Islam, even though he does everything else. And if a man was married and he adopted this belief that Isa alayhi salam is dead and not coming back, his wife should seek separation from him. Because his nikah is automatically broken. Because what can be more fundamental than Rasulullah speaking about it so much, in the Quran being so much, many people think that it's a belief borrowed from Christianity. It's not a belief borrowed from Christianity. It's a belief deeply rooted in Quran and Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Ijma of the Ummah. So Isa alayhi salam, my dear brothers, is not just a historical figure. Isa alayhi salam is future of humanity. And future of humanity on behalf of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to lead the Jews and the Christians into the Ummat of Rasulullah. We are already the Ummat of Rasulullah. We already believe in Isa alayhi salam. It's the Jews and the Christians who've got it wrong. Jews didn't accept him. The Christians have elevated him. So when Isa alayhi salam comes, he will clarify. No problem. The whole world will be one. On behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah said, Ana awla an-nasi bi Isa ibn Maryam. Me and Isa ibn Maryam are closest to each other. There's no prophet before Rasulullah. Between Isa alayhi salam and Rasulullah. And after Rasulullah, there's no new prophet. Isa alayhi salam is already a prophet. We already believe in him. So because Rasulullah said he's coming, so we believe he's coming. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.